back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, I had lunch today with an old friend of mine.
Yeah. It's nice to, you know what? Forgive me. This time of year is a great time of year to have lunch with, like, old friends and see people you haven't seen in a long
time.
Yeah,
it is nice. Yep. And he brought a friend of his who I've never met before. Cool guy. And we're sitting at Art's Deli in the Valley.
Oh, you would love to go there.
I like that place.
And your dad loves it.
Yeah, people like that Art's Deli. Sits there in Studio City right between Whitsitt and Laurel on Ventura.
You know who's, I think, pretty lucky? Our friends at CBS2 and KCAL 9, because their new facility on Radford is pretty darn close to Art's.
You can walk to Art's.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and we're, you know, BSing and stuff, and I need the audience's help here, because I'm really uncomfortable in situations. And I need a new line.
All right. You want to use a lifeline? You want to pull the audience?
Yeah. I need a new comment.
Oh, so you want to pull the audience?
Yeah.
All right.
So this guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a friend of a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
And we're sitting there. He's, I think he's a writer or something. I don't know what he does. And he was talking about, I said, you know, my two-year-old daughter, Sophia, that came up, you know, my wife, and, you know, stuff like that. I said, what's up with you? You got a wife and kids? He goes, yeah, I got a beautiful wife and a four-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, that must be great. He goes, yeah, she has severe cerebral palsy.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, geez.
And my response to that was, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, well, why are you sorry? I mean, she's got a beautiful soul. She's you know, the love of my life. And I said, yeah, you're right. I guess I just sort of a natural reaction.
Right. You're sorry about her condition. I have an alternate. And
but you know what? But he's right. When you say, hey, I'm sorry about that, what you're saying is you don't know how else to react.
Right. But you want, I think I have a reaction. I think I have a replacement reaction for you. But you want to pull the audience and try to get some help on what?
Yeah, because I need a new reaction.
All right. Sure. Audience, please. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. And call now and vote now. We'll go to the audience in just a moment.
Yeah, but I don't know what to say to somebody like that. I'm always like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, and I feel like such an a-hole saying that because, you know, he's obviously not sorry. He thinks his kid is great.
Let's role play. I'll be me. You be the guy who tells me that.
Okay.
That,
all right.
Okay. This is what I would do, and maybe I can help you.
All right.
Maybe I can. And from the top. Here we go.
All right.
So how you doing? All right? You have kids?
Yeah, I got a four-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's
we
terrific.
We live in the Studio City area, and I'm working in show business, so things are on fire.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I have a two-and-a-half-year-old. Her name is Sophia.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I have a beautiful...
Sophia's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
What is your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Jeanette.
That's great. And what grade is she in now? How old is she?
Well, it's a little strange. We're not really putting her in school yet. She's four. She loves to cook with me, though.
Oh, that's sweet.
But unfortunately, she is severe cerebral palsy.
Oh, that can be a challenge, huh? For you and for her, I'm sure. That's challenging.
No kidding.
Check, please. That's better than I'm sorry. That can be challenging is a good way to say it.
Man, I don't know what to say.
It's better than I'm sorry. Well, snap at me. No, no kidding. Well, of course it's a challenge. Say, oh, well, what a challenge, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what to say
anymore. How about, oh, that must be challenging, you know?
Or how about just your natural reaction, like, whoa.
No, that's too dramatic. That's too dramatic.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, though.
All right. The audience wants to help you out here.
All right. If you have a response that if somebody tells you that their son or daughter or perhaps their wife or somebody has some kind of illness or...
A cancer or something.
Or an ailment or something.
Yeah.
And you want to say something other than, I'm sorry. What do you say to people? I don't know what to do.
Right. Because the truth is, he doesn't... The man you met today, he really doesn't feel sorry for himself.
No, dude.
He loves his life. He loves his daughter. They have a nice, beautiful relationship, it sounds like.
Yeah, they really do have a great relationship. He had a couple of pictures of her. And, you know, and he thinks... He actually said to us during the lunch that he, in some ways, is feels like he's blessed that she has that condition because she will always be home with him. Like, she's never going to go off to college. She's never going to go off and get married. And he says, I'll be able to live with her my whole life without saying, you know, maybe you should get out on your own and maybe you should go to college. Maybe you should get married.
Oh, to me, that's a little strange, actually. I could say some things in a stronger way, but I won't because it's not my right to do that.
I think maybe that's the way he's handling it.
Oh, but that's weird, though. Shouldn't a parent, forgive me in advance to people listening, for being this candid. But shouldn't parents want that for their children? Shouldn't they not want their kids to be home forever? I mean, shouldn't they want their kids?
Yeah, in perfect world, but this, you know, this young daughter has severe cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And so he has to take care of her. And he says, you know, he's like Superman to her. You know, he takes care of her all the time. You know, the wife works as well. So the wife actually works more than he does. He works at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a writer, and he writes at home, and he's with her all the time. They got some help. He's making some decent money.
Yeah, but you know, buddy, you were in a tough spot. It is. It's a
especially around. I just don't know. Obviously, I'm sorry that she has to go through that. But maybe they have a special relationship that's better than anybody who is perceived as quote unquote normal. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, look. The truth is, here's the truth. Whether spoken or unspoken. The truth is, that dad that you met today, I would bet at all that that family would rather their daughter not have cerebral palsy. Of course. I mean, to pretend that it's perfect would be, I think, unrealistic.
Well, but I don't know. Maybe he has the patience.
And again, I don't want to offend anybody.
Right. Maybe he has the patience for that. Maybe, and I hate to, sound, too crazy here, but maybe God only places those children in families who the parents have the patience for them.
You know what, Tim?
That's possible.
I'm going to tell you something. You don't sound crazy at all, and I actually agree with you. And I have always believed that children with special needs, and maybe this sounds crazy or it sounds overly religious, but I've always believed that God places children who have special needs with parents who have
special abilities.
Special abilities.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
And a special heart. And a lot of patience.
And a lot of patience. Tremendous.
And special ways to deal with these children. My best friends back in New York, one family that I'm extremely close to, they have learning disabilities. You know, some of the kids have learning disabilities. One of the daughter has severe neurological dysfunction and mild retardation and all of that, and lives in a group home. I mean, she gotten to the point where she doesn't live with them anymore. She lives,
My friend, I hate to interrupt here, but my friend, this lady in Lakewood, Lois Wachowski, has the same deal with her son.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, I know Lois.
Do you?
Yeah, I know her son, too. He's cute. He's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he gets by.
In the case of the family I know back in New York, the daughter, she is now, my gosh, almost 30. She's probably 30. And she's still very childlike. She's still, just because of her...
Maybe that's the way to go through life. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's because of her dysfunction and because of what her condition is. She's very childlike. For example, if you bring her a present, if you wrap a present, like at Christmas time, if I'm back on the East Coast, I see them. If I wrap up a present and bring it to her, she reacts like a 10-year-old would react.
That's cool.
And it's sweet. It's very sweet. And I believe... That her parents are very special people.
Right. All right. What is the reaction when somebody tells you that their kid has a severe handicap? Let's talk to Aaron in Burbank. Aaron, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right. What's the reaction?
All right. So why don't I be you and you be the guy again, and let's do this real quick, and I'll tell you.
Okay, sure.
All right, from the top and action.
Oh, yeah. So, I got this daughter, she's Sophia. Her name's Sophia. She's only 2 years old. How about you?
Yeah, I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I'll tell you right off the bat, because I'm sure if you see pictures, you'll notice it, but she has a severe cerebral palsy.
Oh, all right. I tap out. You win. I can't beat that. Have a good night.
Wow.
Well, see, that's not the way to go. I would recommend
that's not the way to go.
Yeah, to tell the guy at lunch that you're tapping out.
I tap out, you win? Ugh.
Yeah, that's a little insensitive, I think.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Rick in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. I have a 7-year-old. She's handicapped. And the way that I would want anybody to refer to my daughter is ask if she was a normal, regular 7-year-old girl. Ask me, does she go to school? Is she doing okay? What does she like? That's the perfect way to go.
I see.
She was a regular 7-year-old.
Right. So just don't really even address the handicap, if that's the acceptable term, or the condition that she has. Don't even address it. Just kind of move on to other little girl stuff.
No, if you want to address it, that's fine. I mean, it's a process. When she was born, 1-year-old, when we found out she was severely handicapped, then it was a shocking thing to go through. And then you realize.
Yeah, I know, but you sort of started, you try to, I bet you blamed yourself for it, too.
No, not really. I see her as a personal angel that God sent me. That's how I see her.
Oh, I see. Well, that's cool. Yeah. All right, Rick, we thank you for calling, buddy.
And no problem.
All right, happy holidays there, dude. Yeah, I would think that I have a lot of parents go through that. They start blaming themselves, you know, because anytime something happens to your kid, you blame yourself for it, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess in a lot of cases that might happen.
All right, if you meet somebody and they say to you their son or daughter has a severe handicap, what should your reaction be? I don't like my reaction of I'm sorry. I don't like that reaction. I'm not going to use it anymore.
Well, you said to the guy today at lunch, you said I'm sorry, and he almost corrected you and said, oh, don't be sorry. So that obviously probably, if I were you, I would.
But he's tired of hearing that too, I bet.
Right, but that probably made you uncomfortable that he said that. Yeah, of course, and I understand that.
Eric in Mission Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, well, my concept is kind of like the guy who does have somebody or a child that has that kind of problem. But my thing is don't react at all. You don't react to what he said at all until later. You just carry on the conversation, you know. And so you know what I'm saying? Like, just don't even say I'm sorry. Don't say, oh, gosh, oh, you know, that's bad or whatever. You just say, oh, really, you know, and carry on the conversation. And then eventually, as you're having that conversation, you can ask, well, what can you do about it? I mean, are there you know, things that doctors can do more for her?
No, that's not bad. All right, I understand.
I mean, just don't react at all. Just, you know, play it off like it's nothing.
Right, but yeah, but everyone's knee-jerk reaction is to say something.
Right, well, to say I'm...
To
say I'm sorry, I don't think is a crazy reaction. I mean, if from me to you, Tim, if it makes you feel any better, I don't know that I can do that. I think your reaction was not inappropriate.
I know. I don't think it was inappropriate. I think it's just it lacks compassion and creativity or any kind of caring.
Oh, don't say that about
it. I think it's true.
No. Of
like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, that's like when somebody says...
Well, that's a compassionate thing to say to somebody.
Well, it's like when somebody says, how you doing? I'm fine. You know, it's like, it's such a sort of like a BS response to, you know, it's just blowing them off, I think.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that saying I'm sorry is a
I think it's better than, you know, I'm tapping out, you win.
Well, it's certainly better than that, and I don't think it shows a lack of compassion. I think it shows compassion, because you're understanding that this is a man who has a child like you have a child, but his child has special needs and is you know, handicapped. That's not even the word that they use anymore.
Special needs?
What is the appropriate word?
Paul in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, the word is special needs that they use. I have a 3-year-old son who's autistic, and anybody who... It's so annoying when people say that God made their child retarded or whatever the heck because of the special heart that you have. It is frustrating. If God has anything to do with it, I'm a proud atheist. what the hell is wrong with people?
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Maybe you haven't achieved, you know, you haven't discovered it in yourself yet. Is that possible?
What, that I'm God?
No, you haven't discovered, you know, your extent of your patience.
Oh, the extent of my patience goes to beyond, but the patience of his daughter, the backlash that falls on his 4.5-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. 4.5-year-old sister, is just tremendous. Yeah.
You might have misunderstood us. I didn't say, and I don't think Tim said, that that God strikes people with these conditions. That's certainly not what we meant to say. What we meant to say was that maybe somehow in God's master plan, you have to understand we're two guys. We actually believe in God, and maybe you do. I don't know if you do. But we were suggesting that maybe in God's master plan, he marries up, for lack of a better term, really patient, compassionate, nurturing parents with special needs children. That's possible.
With the exception of you, Paul. Is that possible?
My wife is right. With my son, I'm extremely patient. It's probably why I lash out at everybody else. Right. So the frustration there. But my wife is religious. She's Greek Orthodox. And she says, you know, he's God's gift and all this other just crap. And it's just kind of frustrating because it really is a detriment to the whole family, to his sister, to the whole family on a financial level, to the whole family on an emotional level.
What's a detriment?
The
condition?
Extra attention that is given to him, which is not given to our daughter.
We're breaking up with you. I know it's very, very tough. Autism is one of the toughest. I think it affects every 169 children nowadays. And that is a very tough condition. I know a couple friends who have kids who are autistic. And
it's tough to deal with.
With the highs and lows and the energy that those kids produce, man. God, I don't know how they do it. All right. If somebody lays on you that their child is somewhat handicapped, what do you say? Because I'm sorry, ain't cutting it anymore.
Yeah, if their kid has a special need, and it could be anything. It could be, mental retardation. It can be cerebral palsy. It could be maybe it's leukemia or something like that. You know, something.
How about Thane and San Dimas? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, well, after listening to last night's show, why not just sounds good to me.
Get out of here.
We need to go to break.
All right, Jerry. Sounds good to me.
I think that would lack compassion. I think that would be a bad answer.
Yeah, I don't like that. Sounds good to me. I like that for CBS memos, but not for guys who have a kid who's
and by the way, you did respond to a full CBS memo that went to about 50,000 people. You replied all, and you wrote, sounds good to me about somebody's promotion, somebody we'll never meet and don't know. Any more fallout today from that?
Nothing. Thank God.
Mm.
All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
We just got back from break!
How annoying is that, dude?
Why does he have to yell at us?
I don't know. He's an a-hole. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I had lunch with an old friend today. He brought his pal with him. And he's got a friend. I don't know. He's early 40s or so.
Your friend's buddy.
Yeah. And he has a four-year-old daughter who has severe cerebral palsy.
Oh.
And I said, I'm sorry. And he said, no, don't be. He didn't make me feel uncomfortable. He goes, don't be sorry. She's special. He told me all about her.
Well, that sounds
nice.
But
I want a better response than I'm sorry. I don't like that. I don't like it, man. John in Ontario, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi.
Hey.
John and Jeff. I have a daughter that... I had a daughter that... hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I thought I lost you. I'm on a cell phone.
Do you have any of our third shift gear? Did you go to our website and get some of our third shift gear?
No. I got the wrong names, didn't I?
That's all right.
John and Jeff.
That's all right, then. You're probably anticipating that in an hour and a half their show starts
right,
and you're excited.
The truth is, you've got the right name. You're just a little bit early.
Yeah, well, sometimes I mess up, too,
right.
After a long day. Anyway, my daughter was born with cerebral palsy, and when people would say that they were sorry, I'm glad that they were sorry, but I'd just look at them and tell them, no, I'm not. You know, she's a very special girl.
Right.
For a girl that wasn't supposed to walk, I walked her down the aisle at her wedding. So it was great. Her life was great.
How old is she now?
She's 26.
Good
27,
for you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, see that? Yeah, see, that's great. You know, I understand what you mean by that, because people sometimes, like in the example that Tim gave today, you know, they're obviously sensitive, and they want you to know that they're sensitive about it. So they say, you know, I'm sorry, but you really very beautifully in your own way, you know, described that there's really nothing for us to be sorry for, because you have a great daughter and a great relationship with her.
Yeah, she is she is very special to me, and I don't think God gives you anything more than what you can handle.
Yeah, how old are you?
And I'm I'm 57 now.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Are you gonna have grandkids?
Oh yeah, I got 3 grandkids from her and 2 grandkids from another daughter.
Good for you.
That's great.
All right, buddy.
I love them all.
Well, we thank you for calling, dude. That's a great story.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Oh, look at that. She wasn't supposed to walk, and the guy walks her down the aisle. Man.
Oh, that's sweet. God, could you imagine being at that wedding?
That's a great story.
It's an awesome story, man. All right.
That's a great story.
All right, let's talk to Christine in San Pedro. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello.
Hey.
You can always say, is she happy? Is she healthy? Or
how's she doing?
Yeah, I mean, you treat her like a regular kid. Like my oldest, she's 15. She has severe cerebral palsy. She can't talk, but
I don't know if she's healthy is the right response.
Well, yeah, but a lot of those kids have a lot of health problems, and you know, because I have all different reactions. You know, some people think I'm crazy because I have 3 more kids after her. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Right.
But, you know, I think that how is she doing is probably a good reaction.
That is, because I get that all the time. And
because then the parent can go anywhere. The guy who you were having lunch with, Tim, if you say, how's she doing, he could go to school. He could say, oh, she's doing great in school. He could.
Right.
He then is in control of what he wants to reveal and what he doesn't want to reveal.
Right, because that way, you know, because, like, a lot of people ask me how my daughter's doing. I always just say, you know, she's doing good. She's happy and she's healthy, because she is right now. So
here you go. How old is she?
She's 15.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. You sound very young to have all those kids.
Oh, I'm turning 39 pretty soon in a couple days.
How many kids you got?
Huh?
How many kids you have?
4.
4 kids. Wow.
Wow, and you're gonna be 39 in a few days.
Wow, the 25th.
Wow.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday!
Wow.
And then I had another kid on my birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
See? I got a special family.
You must be Catholic.
Yeah, but I'm not practicing Catholic.
Oh, it sounds like you are.
No.
All right.
No.
All right, thanks.
Have a good night.
Thanks, baby. All right, there she goes, man. Wow. It's a woman with a lot of patience, man. Look at that. All right, somebody just emailed us this. I haven't heard it.
Well, you know, Tim, I just want to say there was one very special child born on December 25th.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
The very special child born on December 25th?
Jesus Christ. I didn't know that you guys knew who he was in the Lutheran church.
Yes, we are familiar with him and we worship him.
All right, somebody just emailed us this, and it's perfect timing for now. I've not heard it. But it's a kid with a disability, and on Disabilities Awareness Day at Fenway Park, on what I can only describe as a perfect day, is an excellent example of the saying, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the man with autism was chosen to sing the national anthem.
Oh, so it's a grown-up person. It's not a child.
Right. And I imagine that was the greatest day of his life.
Oh, at Fenway Park, he's probably a big Red Sox fan.
Yeah, and they said this tape is very moving. And again, I've not heard it. You haven't heard it. So let's play it here, man.
Was it? He sings the anthem?
He sings the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I can't imagine anything cooler than that. So good for the Boston Red Sox. All right, here we go.
Can you see? Whose broad stripes
and bright stars.
Pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
That guy was busting down. The whole crowd helped him out.
Now,
man.
What happened there? He started to laugh?
He started to bust up. He couldn't get through the whole thing.
But he wasn't crying. He was laughing.
No, he's laughing.
Oh, boy.
And the crowd at Fenway Park said, this guy needs a little help, man.
That's beautiful.
And 35,000 people sang along with him.
That's
a great piece of tape,
yep,
man.
Yep, that's really special.
Oh, my word.
I'd like to hear that again sometime. Boy. He'll play a commercial break and come back and hear it again. That's pretty cool.
Well, Jerry's pretty adamant about going to the break now.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the coolest things I've heard in a long time.
Right.
This guy with autism was nervous as hell singing at Fenway Park.
Yep.
And couldn't get through the national anthem, and the whole crowd helped
his
ass.
We need to go to break!
I'm explaining what happened in Boston, you a-hole! It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Finland?
Yeah.
John and Jeff!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Had lunch today with a guy and brought his friend. And he laid on me that he had a four-year-old daughter with severe cerebral palsy. And I only said, like an idiot, I'm sorry. And there's got to be something better than that.
Well, don't be too down on yourself for saying I'm sorry. Because I think a lot of guys listening in your situation, myself included, very well might react with, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm pretty tough on everybody else. I got to be tough on myself. Brian in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey. Yeah. I don't think you reacted, in a bad way. I think it was normal the way you reacted.
Well, but I'd like to not do that, you know?
Well, I have, ADD and OCD and simple Tourette's, and I think autism or something. And I only tell some people about it, and when they react with, the same reaction, and I say...
Yeah, man. What's the Tourette's? I mean, what is it? Is it swearing or yelling?
Well, it's just, little tics, weird noises sometimes, randomly.
Right.
And, I'm only 14 in high school, so sometimes that can get,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I bet. Now, you said they call it, they diagnose it as simple Tourette's, so
yeah.
It was. So it's not as, I glean from that, that it's not as complex or it's not as...
It's not as bad as, some people have it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there was one guy I saw on TV, and he kept, this is probably the worst Tourette's, but his Tourette's was he kept using the N-word.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's bad.
Over and over. He'd, ride a city bus, and there'd be a guy in the back, screaming out the N-word 15 times every second.
No, that's bad.
And so to get him to stop doing that, he had to start saying the word nickel. And he would say nickel all the time. But then all of a sudden he'd get flustered and go right back into the N-word.
Oh. You don't have that, do you, my friend, where you,
no.
Brian, where you, no, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the worst. I mean, it scares the hell out of you. All right, Brian, we thank you for calling, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, you take care of yourself.
Appreciate it. Well,
there he goes.
Brave young guy to call in and tell us about his challenges.
Aaron in West L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Conway, Whitman, happy evening to you.
Yeah, you too.
Look at you.
I got the answer for you.
Perfect.
When he tells you about his daughter, you say, "Oh, tell me about her."
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So there's no pity like, "Oh, sorry to hear about that," or "Oh, how is she doing?" kind of thing. It's just a genuine, "Tell me about her."
That's pretty cool. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There he goes.
Let's try that one. You want to try that?
I'll lay it on him. I think I can.
Okay.
Right, yeah. I don't.
I was going to help you get used to it, but you know what? It's a good one. Remember it.
I like that.
Remember.
Tell me. I'm going to write that down.
Tell me about her.
Yeah. Tell me about her.
Oh, tell me about her.
Hey, tell me about her.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Tell me about her. I'll do that.
Write it on your hand.
Hey, Justin in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You there? Justin?
Oh.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, my special need is that I have Tourette syndrome.
Is that right?
No, I really do.
And how does it demonstrate itself?
If I was talking on the phone to, like, I work for a phone company and I have to speak to people on the phone all the time.
Right.
It's really horrible because they tell me there's something. But, you know, my boss can't fire me for it because, yeah, that, you know, that would be illegal.
What do you say? Do you start swearing?
Sometimes I swear. Sometimes I say really inappropriate things. A lot of times I just gasp.
You just what?
Take long pauses while I'm talking.
Right, oh, I see. Right, okay. Right.
Hey, did you see that thing we played from... you there?
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, did you see that thing we played from Boston?
The thing? Did I see it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
No, I don't have the internet, sorry.
But oh, you don't.
You heard us play it, right?
I listened to the radio. I might have heard it.
Yeah, well, anyway, if folks, if you do have the internet out there, and maybe, Justin, you have it at work, you can check it out. Go to National Anthem Fenway Park. All right? National Anthem Fenway Park. And that's one of the greatest pieces of tape I've seen in a long time. There's this kid who has, obviously, he has a disability. I think it's autism. And he's been chosen to sing the national anthem. Obviously, he's a lifelong Boston fan.
Right.
And he's been chosen probably, you know, in the middle of summer.
I think he's wearing a Red Sox T-shirt, right?
Yeah. To get out there on the field and stand at home plate in front of thousands of people and sing the national anthem. And he starts getting nervous and starts laughing. And the entire stadium helps this kid out. It's a really emotional piece of tape.
It is. It really is.
I think if you're not emotional over this, then you need some help, man. All right. Well, let's play it again.
Come on,
it really
Jerry.
Is great. Here we go.
Cue it up, Jerry.
Again, it's National Anthem, Fenway Park. Kids singing the National Anthem and screws up, starts laughing, and the crowd helps him out. Here we go.
Can you see?
Yeah.
pretty cool. I'd like to think that the same thing would happen at Dodger Stadium.
Yes. Well, of course. You know, people are everywhere.
Yeah, maybe it would.
Yeah, I think that the people are...
I think it's also an East Coast thing, though. You know, when you see somebody who needs a hand...
You give them a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
That's a very sweet piece of tape.
All right, gang. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We come back. We have the news with our very own Robin. And lots more to come here on this Conway and Whitman Show. Man.
Yeah, man.
It's on fire.
I said it, man.
We're live at 97.1 Free FM.